As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
Let's hear Raheem Morris earlier this week at Falcons OTAs, would have been yesterday, talking about Kyle Pitts.
Extremely cautious with Kyle right now and what he's got going on. Obviously, you don't talk about injuries this time of year, but definitely being cautious with him. So you won't see him. He's been here. He's done such a great job of all the stuff that we've asked him. He's been in every single meeting. He's been in every single thing that we've done other than the field. And he's been absolutely outstanding to be around.
Okay.
He's hurt.
Yeah, he must be.
Yeah. Something's wrong. You know, because when you're talking about extreme cautious. Now, again, there are guys who have come off injuries from the previous season and are out there, and you're, I mean, not necessarily out there, but they're in this process of extreme cautious. Now, Kyle didn't have anything as far as I know coming out of the season.
Yeah. He played the final game of the year.
Yeah, he played the final game. Now, was it something else? Meaning, was it a injury during the season that he may have needed to have operated on after the season? That happens a whole lot. I'm not saying that's what happened. I'm just trying to figure
out. Yeah. It happens, but usually you hear about it.
You hear, exactly.
Right?
Not all the time.
Not all the time.
Not all the time. Yeah. And just like Ross said, you don't have to post.
Right. This time of year, they don't have to tell us what it is
anything.
Or what the grade of it is or anything
So being extra cautious with him, to me, that just perks me up to like, okay, did he have some kind of off-season surgery maybe that he's working his way through, rehabbing through and all those different things? Because when you're talking about extreme cautious and ain't nothing wrong with you, then something else is it. Then what else is it? Because I do not think they're going to trade him. I do not think they're exploring options to trade him. Only thing I can go back to, and just from me just being in locker rooms with guys who've had these off-season things, when you're talking about being cautious through the off-season as far as OTAs and all those things, it's because either they had an off-season surgery or they did something while they were training. Those are the two things that I've seen in training camp and in OTAs from former teammates that, and myself included, I got hurt in training in off-season one time. So I missed a good portion of the off-season. A couple weeks of OTAs because of that injury that I sustained, but that's the only thing I can go with.
Do you remember? Not that
the only thing I can go with.
Sure, but it's a pretty good thing to go with, having been through the situation, playing the position in the league. Do you remember at all what like the communication regarding that was? Like, did the media know what was going on with Randy McMichael?
No.
Why is Randy not at OTAs? Mm-mm. Why is Randy not on the field? No, there wasn't any conversation about that. Because to me, that's just the part of it that's
I don't remember media being at OTAs.
Yeah, and also you probably wouldn't be paying attention to how people are talking about that time. Like, you're trying to rehab from an injury.
Right.
You're probably not scrolling. Where were you playing at the time? Miami?
Yes.
You're probably not scrolling the Miami Herald website, seeing what they're writing about why Randy was or wasn't on the field. But that's just the part of it that's a little bit strange, is the way that it all came down. Look, I mean, of course, that could be what it is. Bijan missed OTAs last year because he had a foot thing or whatever it was. I think it was a heel or something like that that he had injured training. And so there you have it. I mean, the point is that, okay, extreme caution, good. I get it. You should be. I think you should, like, be cautious with everyone right now because nothing that you're doing really matters beyond, obviously it's important to do the off-season program, but like you're not winning or losing games right now. So hopefully everybody operates with some level of caution. Extreme right. caution is obviously a different thing, and for Raheem to say that, but like whatever, just good to go
that's
when
all.
The season
that's
starts.
All.
You know?
That is all. Make sure that
now,
it's time to start.
This is going to be now something that continues to come up until it's squashed. Like, is he going to be out there doing anything for mandatory minicamp? Probably not, because that's next week.
Right.
We'll see.
Mm-hmm.
And then we don't hear anything for like a month and a half, and then training camp starts. Is he going to be able to go in training camp?
Yeah,
that'll obviously
because he's
be
not
something
even,
that people...
He's not even out there. That's what I'm saying.
Right.
Yeah, and that's the thing about it. He's not even out there. And maybe he's out there after by the league. A lot of times that can go down. Ben has seen that process. As long as the media is out there, he's not going to be out there. When he's out there, when the media is gone, all right, bring him out or something
right.
like that. That happens a lot of times.
The reason that it's more of a talking point, though, is because there's no benefit of the doubt. Like if this was Drake London, you'd be like, yeah, sure, of course they're being extremely cautious. Everything's fine.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, Kyle Pitts is also in year 5 of a rookie deal.
Mm-hmm.
On an extremely disappointing first 4 years where everybody's like, all right, whatever. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like there's a lot more baggage brought into him not being out there for OTAs than just, I don't know, maybe he injured his foot doing some training.
Maybe. You don't know. We definitely don't know. We can go off as the experience that I've seen with my own two eyes of stuff like this. But, yeah, you never know. And then it could be, you know, no, I don't think that's it.
What?
Don't want to get him – Maybe we can move him. I don't think that's.
Yeah, I don't think so either. I've heard that suggested.
I don't think that's it.
Yeah.
As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.